You are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
The day has finally arrived. It's a day that young football players dream of the entirety of their lives. And tonight, the Big Ten's best will hear their names called in the first round of the 2021 NFL Draft. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Thursday, April 29th, and today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto. Visit rockauto.com and tell them the Locked On Podcast Network send you. That jingle, probably the second sweetest thing that Big Ten stars can hope to hear on this day, other than Roger Goodell calling their name of where they are drafted in the first round of the 2021 NFL Draft. And joining me for a little predictive mock draft of sorts, where we will say the six or seven guys you are most likely to hear hailing from the Big Ten Conference tonight and where they are most likely to land in the NFL, is a guy that you have seen here just a week ago. It is Daniel House, the founder of GophersGuru.com, but also not just one of the smartest minds in all of Big Ten football, but the National Football League as well. He covers things for the Minnesota Vikings as well, has a great football mind overall, and Daniel House described this week leading up to the draft as one of his favorites of the entire calendar year. So Daniel House, a pleasure to have you back on the podcast for the second time in 8 days. It's great to have you back.
I felt like at the beginning of this pod, we should have been doing like the Roger Goodell bro hug, because he can do the bro hug now because he's vaccinated.
Like, come here. Let's bring it in. Beautiful. Air hug from one place to another. Great stuff.
The draft pick bro hug is one of the craziest moments every year, because I'm like, do we really have to watch Roger bro hug a player?
We're going to this year. He's very, very excited for it. They even sent out a press release that the commissioner was vaccinated to hug these guys. And at times, it's a beautiful moment because these guys are emotional. Mm-hmm. There might be some tears in their eyes. They might pick up Roger Goodell if they're a big offensive lineman like Northwestern's Rashawn Slater. But I will miss Roger Goodell in his finest business casual attire, sitting down in that beautiful leather chair in his basement that we got last year. I also think it kind of sped the process up. And I enjoyed the 2020 NFL draft, but it will be nice to be back in Cleveland, Ohio, with a live audience for the 2021 NFL draft, the first round of which is tonight. So, Daniel House, are you ready to do our predictive mock draft of where the Big Ten's best might hear their names called on this Thursday evening?
I'm fired up. The intersection of Big Ten and NFL draft is just perfect.
I think this is your sweet spot. You said this is your favorite week of the year. Why is that?
I love prospect evaluation. I love watching players and seeing where they fit. And then how teams strategize. The strategy of the draft is something I've always been fascinated with, because teams sit down and they have hundreds of contingency plans based upon free agency in the draft. And then to see those get executed, it's just unbelievable to me.
Could Daniel House once find himself in an NFL scouting department, a part of these evaluations? It would not surprise me if that was the case. And if I'm an NFL organization, I might be looking for Daniel House. So any NFL teams watching the Locked On Big Ten podcast on this first day of the NFL draft, looking for some insight, you will find it here with the smartest mind in all of Big Ten football, in my humble opinion, Daniel House. So let's get into our first round Big Ten mock draft. And of course, Daniel, we have to start with the former quarterback from Ohio State, Justin Fields. In your mind, where do you think Justin Fields will hear his name called on this Thursday night? We don't think it's number three for the San Francisco 49ers, but if it's not number three, then where for Justin Fields?
That's a great question. And now with the Broncos trading for Teddy Bridgewater, it creates another interesting dynamic. Does it really change Denver's plan, though? Because Teddy Bridgewater, sixth-round pick, putting him on the books, letting him compete with Drew Lock. Maybe they got wind that their guy wasn't going to be available. Maybe they like Trey Lance, and they heard that he's not going to be on the board, so they're willing to field calls. This feels like the spot where Justin Fields filters down to nine, and the Broncos get a call from a team that wants to move up, maybe the New England Patriots, to solidify that quarterback position. I'd keep an eye on the Saints as a possibility as well, starting to figure out what they're going to do long-term at the quarterback position. This year, it looks like it's going to be a bridge gap type of thing. Washington's another team that could go up for Fields. Chicago. Heck, I wouldn't even rule out the Vikings. I would not at all, because Kirk Cousins, only 2 years left on that deal. The Wilf family ownership group, They do not want to be at the bottom of, they don't want to be in the middle of the first round. They want to be in the bottom of the first round every year. Playoff team that makes it. This is the perfect time now. You don't have to give up much if you need to move a few spots and go get Fields or someone like that. This is the time to do it. And honestly, Ben, I don't think the whole draft landscape right now, we know what's going to happen because Fields could fall to the teens. I mean, Fields could be there when the Vikings pick at 14 and then someone wants to jump ahead of New England. I think Cincy holds the key to the whole draft. Do they go with Chase or do they pick Sewell? Because then the whole quarterback landscape changes from about 6 to 14. And offensive tackle, too. I think those are the two positions you're going to see teams be very aggressive for.
I think the Broncos making that move on Wednesday afternoon to get Teddy Bridgewater signifies to me that they are no longer in the quarterback race of this 2021 NFL draft. I thought they might be a potential trade partner with the Atlanta Falcons trying to move up from 9 to 4 to get possibly Justin Fields or Trey Lance. I think now with bringing in Teddy Two Gloves, it says that they're going to give Drew Lock another year to try to figure it out. If not, they use Teddy as the stopgap until they get to 2022. But I think you also bring up a fascinating point because I think the New England Patriots are very high on Justin Fields and the prospect of trading up to get him if he does fall past number 3 to the San Francisco 49ers. But now with the Denver Broncos probably out of the quarterback race, does New England need to trade all the way up to number 4? Or they can they be more confident in getting to that number 9 spot and working with the Denver Broncos, not having to give up as many valuable assets? So that's where I think it really gets interesting. In my mind, I believe that Justin Fields will still be selected number 4 overall. I'll give you two reasons why, and yes, I'm Big Ten Ben, and I'm slightly jaded. I think it could be the Atlanta Falcons drafting the heir apparent to Matt Ryan. And Justin Fields is a native of the state of Georgia. Right in his backyard is Atlanta. Could they bring the hometown kid back to be that heir apparent, give him a year to develop under Matt Ryan, who I believe's contract is up at the end of this 2021 NFL season, if I'm not mistaken. If I am still, I do believe that Justin Fields could be the heir apparent to him, or I still think that somebody could be trading up with the Falcons to get Justin Fields at 4, and I think it's a very interesting spot for Atlanta because if the rumors are also true about Julio Jones and their willingness to trade their stud wide receiver, they could amass a lot of draft capital with that number 4 pick. So I think Justin Fields could still hear his name called number 4 overall. We had Brian Peacock, Daniel, on this show yesterday, the host of Locked On 49ers. He is upset with the thought the Niners might take Mac Jones or Trey Lance at that number 3 spot. But it's seemingly like it will not happen for Justin Fields going to San Francisco. So I still think it could be 4 overall. But I also hear your point that if the Broncos are now out of the quarterback race and at 9 spots looking for them to trade down, the New England Patriots can move up there instead of having to go all the way to 4 to get Justin Fields.
When you talk about Atlanta and Matt Ryan, the dead cap hits, he's under contract, I believe, 2 more additional years after this one. So dead cap's going to be a significant challenge there. I believe that Matt Ryan fits the system of what Arthur Smith wants to do, the play action, the boots, you know, the condensed formations, getting the crossing routes going, you know, identifying the running game as an important part of the scheme. I don't see them shying away from the opportunity to get Kyle Pitts, generational talent, someone that you can do so much with. It'd be just like Jonnu Smith in Arthur Smith's system last year in Tennessee, being able to use a talent like that. There are even more options with Kyle Pitts. So I believe Atlanta sticks with it.
The NFL draft, which begins tonight and runs through Saturday, for NFL organizations, it's like finding the right parts for their car that's going to make their car run at its best. This new prospect over here, are we going to need a quarterback? Do we need a DN? Do we need some help in the secondary? What about a wideout? A tight end? Whatever it might be. It's like finding the best parts for your car to make it run smoothly. If you need to do that for your actual car, not your NFL organization, you can turn to the convenient self-service at rockauto.com because rockauto.com is a family-run business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers, and they have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Like Daniel House said, where they have 100 contingency plans and NFL draft war rooms for what might happen, That is the case at rockauto.com. Hundreds of contingency plans and hundreds of things that you might need for your car. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. And best of all, the prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And when you're there, write Locked On. That's LOCKED space O-N, LOCKED space O-N, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you here from the Locked On Podcast Network. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, the jingle twice on a Thursday leading you into the first round of the NFL draft. All the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto, rockauto.com. So where does Ohio State's Justin Fields go? Our 2021 first-round mock draft as it pertains to the Big Ten's best continues with the best talent evaluator in all of the Big Ten Conference, Daniel House.
But I do think that someone will be aggressive to try to move up for Fields. However, I don't know. There might be something more going on here behind the scenes. Just because you're hearing all of these people, and I've heard it from other people too, that Fields, there's a sense he's going to be available in the teens. And I don't know what it is. You watch the film, and I know a lot of people say, well, you know, his processing's not quick enough. He makes some bad decisions. But, you know, you got to look at Ohio State's offense, all the option routes they run, where receivers have to dictate the type of route they're going to run based upon the coverage. And Fields is at the liberty of the receiver getting open, making the right read, and getting the ball out sometimes. So you just got to watch that Clemson game. You got to watch the Clemson game and go, this guy is extremely talented. Ribs were like cracked or whatever, and he's still dropping dimes against a really good defense. And I think his vertical ball placement, his touch down the field, that is the strength of his game. And someone's going to get a player that also adds a nice rushing dynamic. I don't think Ohio State, the myth, Ben, is that Ohio State utilized his rushing skills very well there. I don't think they did. I think they left a lot on the bone with Justin Fields and his rushing potential. So an NFL team's going to get a lot of upside and potential if they go with Justin Fields. I think he's QB2 for me. I'm sticking with that. I believe it's Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, then it's Wilson, then it's Lance, then it's Mac Jones for me. Maybe Mac Jones and Trey Lance. I don't know. It's tough for me because of Trey Lance and that evaluation being in that, you know, not playing FBS competition.
I completely agree with you. Justin Fields is quarterback number two to me as well. I think whoever passes on him will regret it, and whoever gets him with whatever value they can is going to find tremendous, tremendous upside in an excellent player in Justin Fields. So let's move on to the next guy I think most likely to hear his name called in this first round, possibly in the top 10. That's the offensive tackle out of Northwestern, Rashawn Slater. Daniel House, where do you have Slater slated in the NFL draft?
There are a couple different options. What if the Cowboys decide they want to go with offensive line at 10? That's a possibility. I also think that with Carolina deciding to trade for Sam Darnold, they're going to need to upgrade that offensive line. I mean, they signed Pat Elflein this offseason. They have tackle issues. They need to get another tackle in there. So Rashawn Slater would make a lot of sense. I actually really like Slater, and honestly, I would say he's right on that level with Sewell. If you can get one of those two guys, you're altering your franchise significantly at the tackle position, because they're in the elite tier, then it's everybody else. So I'm looking at Carolina, maybe the Cowboys surprise some people. If he slides down to the Chargers will definitely take him. He's definitely not getting to 14 with the Vikings. If Slater slides down, the Vikings might be interested in a move up for either Slater or Sewell, especially with Riley Reiff and the Vikings parting ways. Those are things I would watch. But, you know, what if the Bengals just shocked everybody and they thought Slater was a better player than Sewell? Highly doubt it, but I know a lot of people in the league have high marks for Rashawn Slater, and everyone talks about the Chase Young performance in 2019 and what he did there. I love the guy. I think, you know, the athleticism, 9'7 Raz, can play guard or tackle, great balance, great agility, great hand technique. I think also in the ground game too, he's got a lot more power than people get him credit for, but he takes great angles, can get to the second level. Zone scheme team is going to get a really good player with Rashawn Slater if they manage to pick him.
The evaluation you are hearing out of the mouth of Daniel House right now is some of the best I have heard in all of this very lengthy pre-draft process. Soak this in right now. Valuable information for not just where these guys will be picked in this opening round of the NFL draft tonight, but what they present at the next level as well. I don't have anything else to add to the eval for Rashawn Slater. I do agree with you, though. I think it's most likely number 8 to the Carolina Panthers, who traded for Sam Darnold this past offseason. They've already extended the young quarterback, so I think they look to shore up that offensive line. I think most likely Rashawn Slater, number 8, to the Panthers is where I see it in this first round. So two offensive guys in both Justin Fields and Rashawn Slater. Now we flip to the other side of the ball and some defensive studs coming out of the Big Ten Conference. First, I think we highlight Micah Parsons. Daniel House, where do you think Micah goes in this first round of the NFL draft?
Now, it's a curious case for Micah Parsons. I don't know what will happen. There have been a lot of rumors about things that went on off the field and incidents with him. So do those things possibly impact where he is picked? Just looking solely at the player, you know, he has blazing range, physicality. I think the thing that stands out with Micah Parsons is the instincts. That guy has some of the best instincts you're ever going to see, the natural feel for the game, and then the physicality if he needs to take on a block and deconstruct, make a play. He's not elite in coverage, though. That is one area that I'm not sure is going to be a huge strength for him. I think he can work on it and get to that point based upon his athleticism. But I think, he definitely could play, you know, Mike linebacker in the NFL. Team could explore using him a little bit on the outside. I look at teams like Denver as a possibility at number 9 if they stay put. The Raiders are another team I would watch if he takes a little bit of a slide. And the fit I love the most would be Washington. Defensive front that they've created there is so dynamic. I mean, if you can get a linebacker in there that's got that ability to fight through blocks and make plays and chase things down all over the field, Washington has a really, really good front 7. And if they add another piece like that, that team could be a really, really big force defensively next year.
I think the talent and athleticism, those tools for Micah Parsons, are elite. I think it outweighs some of the character concerns that have been brought up during this draft process. I think another team to watch potentially is number 11, the New York Giants. Apparently their head coach, Joe Judge, according to reports, has gone to 2 pro days, Jalen Phillips and also Micah Parsons. So that might be an opportunity at number 11 for the New York Giants. The next guy we go to, another defensive player from the Big Ten East, Kwity Paye, who I think, and I've seen a couple mocks, Daniel House, where he goes number 14 overall to your Minnesota Vikings. Do you like that pick? Do you think it's a possibility?
I think Kwity Paye could be the SOD of the draft. He might be the steal. This guy, when you watch him, you don't see guys that can move like that. That 3 cone where you watch him or do those drills and just glide. I mean, he's going through some of these workouts. I'm like, you just don't see guys move like this. And he's number 1 on Bruce Feldman's freak list. Tested just, I mean, explosive, twitchy kind of player, but very physical in the ground game too. He can take on blockers. And I remember that was the thing that I thought over the course of Kwity Paye's time at Michigan, I thought he consistently improved in the ground game. And that's what you want to see, is that potential there. And if you can get Kwity Paye in a system where he can develop an even wider arsenal of pass rushing moves, he's got great tools to be able to kick inside and give you that third down sub package type of role, but also play off the edge. And if, for example, the Vikings make a lot of sense because you rush him opposite Danielle Hunter, you get Michael Pierce coming back, and then signing Dalvin Tomlinson from the Giants this offseason, that defensive front would be solidified. However, the Vikings have some needs on the offensive line, so maybe that's not the best pick. The Dolphins, that's the next team that I could see at 18. Maybe the Vikings trade back for Paye. I think the Dolphins at 18 are in the sweet spot. They need someone to replace Shaq Lawson, who was traded to the Texans. So Kwity Paye makes a lot of sense.
So tonight in the first round of the 2021 NFL draft that takes place live in Cleveland, Ohio, it starts at 8 p.m. Eastern. Not only are we going to enjoy seeing the Big Ten's best, hearing their names called at the next level to play in the NFL, fulfilling a lifelong dream, you can also win some money while doing so and placing some wagers at betonline.ag, because BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. It's a huge week for sports across the entirety of the sports spectrum. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. And this week has tons of sports sports action on the go as the NFL draft starts tonight and runs through Saturday. And the Kentucky Derby is back as the first leg of the Triple Crown begins this weekend as well. So get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC/MMA action. And before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device to check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Speaking of those sign-up bonuses, when you head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today, you can receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you put in the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at betonline.ag. Listen, place some wagers tonight listening to this first round mock draft. Rashad Bateman's over under player total. Probably take the under of where it stands. I've seen 28.5 at betonline.ag. Maybe something on Justin Fields. Win some money. Watch the Big Ten stars of yesteryear. Hear their names called in the 2021 NFL draft. Once again, the promo code is locked on, LOCKEDON, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Tonight is the night. How many Big Ten players will go in the first round of the 2021 NFL draft? Is it six? Is it seven? Our first round predictive mock draft continues with Daniel House. So I think we've discussed four Big Ten athletes that might hear their names called in the top 20. So from the Minnesota NFL team and possibility for Quiddy Pay out of Michigan to the Minnesota Big Ten team, and that being their stud wide receiver, the 2019 Big Ten Receiver of the Year in Rashad Bateman, I believe will be the fourth wide receiver drafted in the first round of the NFL draft tonight. But to what team does Rashad Bateman go in your mind, Daniel House?
The name to watch is the Baltimore Ravens. I believe with Baltimore making the trade that they did, being able to get two picks at the end of the first round, they need to continue to upgrade that receiver position. You look at Sammy Watkins, Hollywood Brown, they need another receiver. And I think a true X receiver like Rashad Bateman with some versatility to play the slot, great route runner. I think that's the strength of his game, his ability to get separation, his releases within the first few yards of the route, his footwork, his technique is fantastic. And that's the thing that stands out the most when you watch him play. And I also like the contested catch skills of body control, being able to go get the ball, attack it, and high point it. He's got all the traits you're looking for. And then that speed that he was able to show at his pro day. People are underrating that. They need to watch some of the games where Rashad makes plays in the open field and takes it to the house. I mean, he has talent. So I would say them, the Titans, maybe the Bears, their wide receivers coach, led his workout at Minnesota's Pro Day. The Titans had their GM, John Robinson, there at Minnesota's Pro Day. The Packers, Brian Gutekunst, their GM, was also in attendance. So there's only two, Titans and the Packers, at Minnesota's Pro Day. Packers could literally get anyone opposite Devontae. I mean, Lazard, Scantling, Funchess. I mean, are you going to get Aaron Rodgers, an elite receiver, to complement Devontae? Can you imagine two route runners like Devontae and Rashad in the same offense? Green Bay might seriously consider trying to trade up for Bateman because I don't think there's a better match in the draft overall than Bateman teaming up with Devontae Adams. And that would be a scary combo with Rodgers running the show. I tell you, Vikings fans would not want that to happen. NFC North fans, you do not want that to happen. So Ravens, that would be the number one team I would keep an eye on. If he does not get picked by the Ravens at 27, Green Bay at 29.
I was going to say, the thought of Minnesota's Rashad Bateman going to the Green Bay Packers, I think, would make Minnesota fans in general just miserable because they know the talent and what that would mean for one of the most elite offenses in the NFC North. I do not think Vikings fans would care for that much, although they might be happy if they're also Gophers fans for one of the best Minnesota wide receivers we have seen, one of the best receivers in Big Ten history we have seen in recent memory. So the next guy I think we bring up is Greg Newsom II, the cornerback out of Northwestern. Where do you think he will find his name called in the first round of the NFL draft? Because I think he's a lock for the first round, but I'd love to hear your insight.
This man could go a lot higher than people anticipate. I know a lot of buzz is starting to percolate out on Greg Newsom, and Cardinals are the team to watch. I think, you know, you look at what they have in that DB room, Robert Alford right now, Malcolm Butler, they went and signed him to a short-term deal. Byron Murphy, still a young player, maybe can pan out, but they need another cornerback. You know, Patrick Peterson left. He's in Minnesota now. I love Greg Newsom's physicality. And not just that, but he's scheme diverse. He can zone up or come and play physical at the line of scrimmage. I'm not sure he has great agility. Like, I don't know if that's maybe the best strength of his game. Like, his shuttle metrics are really good. Like, he's 80th percentile on those. But, like, when you watch a film, I'm not sure he's, like, that's the absolute strength of his game. I think it's the physicality and being able to get into passing lanes and stay tight and mirror receivers. Newsom will be a really good cornerback in the NFL. And with Caleb Farley's back problems and him maybe getting pushed out of the first round, the Cardinals might want to pick him at number 16. And then the Saints are another team that I would keep an eye on for Greg Newsom as well.
I think there's also three teams in the early part of the 20s of the late part of the first round of the NFL draft. I could see the Colts maybe addressing some of their needs in the secondary at 21. The Jets, possibly, depending on what happens, looking to the defense for their second pick in the first round at number 23. And then potentially the Cleveland Browns, the hometown team hosting the NFL draft, maybe at number 26. But I think if he went 16, that might shock some people that he goes that high. But I agree with you. I think he possesses that talent to be a very, very solid lockdown outside cornerback at the next level. So those are six guys that I think are all shoo-ins to be selected in the first round of the NFL draft. Another name out of Penn State that I think might make it seven for the Big Ten in the opening first round of the NFL draft is Jason Owe, the edge rusher. Do you think that Jason Owe could hear his name called in this first round tonight?
If it is, it will be in the last couple of picks. Maybe the Baltimore Ravens and the Tampa Bay Bucks are two teams to watch. The Bucks, you know, with JPP aging, they have financial decisions eventually looming on that defensive line. They want to go with the high upside player that can work with JPP and continue to develop those skills. Owe, 992 relative athletic score, just freaky traits. Low productivity last season, but a lot of upside in his game. Needs to add weight, needs to develop some more moves, but that speed and explosiveness, those metrics are elite. And you see all the potential. I thought you saw even a lot of that potential over the course of his time at Penn State. It was flashing, but it was not consistent. So if you can get him in a system where he has a really good defensive line coach, maybe some veterans to guide him along, and you don't need to play him right away, he's a rotational player. He's someone who could turn into a really talented pass rusher if you give him time and he goes to the right destination.
6'5", 255, and he ran a 4.35 40 at Penn State's Pro Day. He is an athletic freak, so potential for Jason Owe at the next level as well. So I think six guys for sure in the first round of the 2021 NFL draft, hailing from the Big Ten Conference, possibly seven if Jason Owe hears his name called, then tons on day two on Friday and day three, rounds 4 through 7 on Saturday as well. I always think that you are the smartest mind in the Big Ten Football Conference when it comes to evaluating just Big Ten teams and their personnel, but holy goodness, man. I mean, when we take it to the NFL level and your evaluations of players ahead of the NFL draft, there's no better in my mind than Daniel House, the founder of Gophers Guru, also doing work for the Minnesota Vikings and their coverage at the NFL level. I mean, just a masterclass today. Truly, I might send this to masterclass of how to evaluate players leading up to the NFL draft.
Thanks, Ben. I just sit at night and I watch players. That's what I love to do. It's just sit down, watch film, see some of these fits that make sense, look at these analytics and match them up. I think that's the skill that you got to have, is you got to be able to look at the film, look at the testing. Like, for example, Jalen Twyman, guy who had unbelievable production in 2019, added weight, opted out of the 2020 season. You don't know what he's going to do when he hits the NFL field because his testing was poor. He added weight. Is he going to translate? That's the perfect example. But I love his film. So you got to pair those two things up. And that's what I like to do when I'm looking at players and how they're going to project.
I honestly think NFL front offices are going to start calling you very, very soon. Within the next 2 years, if you're in an NFL scouting department, I would not be shocked, because that is the smarts and the insight that you bring to football at any level. Again, Daniel House, the founder of GophersGuru.com, a glorious friend of this podcast, back for the second time in as many weeks. Daniel House, a pleasure as always. I look forward to seeing your evaluations and your thought process in this NFL draft that begins tonight, the first round in Cleveland, Ohio.
Enjoy the draft.
It is such a pleasure that I can call on Daniel House for whatever football needs I need, even basketball as well, but specifically the last 2 weeks, to have him on the Spring Football Tour as our tour guide in the Twin Cities, talking Minnesota Golden Gopher spring practice, and now even as we look at the National Football League and the NFL Draft, Daniel House has it covered. That's why I call him one of the smartest minds I have ever spoken to. Thank you for Daniel House for coming on the podcast 2 times in about 8 days' time. That is what he brings, and I think made you smarter for both spring football and the Big Ten, but also the NFL Draft, which begins tonight. Speaking of tonight, the Locked On Podcast Network is partnering with the Draft Network to cover the NFL Draft live. Get insight and analysis from Locked On's local experts and the Draft Network's national experts. Subscribe to the Locked On NFL YouTube page to watch live 3-day coverage of the NFL Draft starting tonight, April 29th through Saturday, May 1st. I might be on that talking about some of the Big Ten stars and how they translate to the next level, but you can hear it from whatever your favorite NFL team is. We have a local expert keyed in for you, and that will be going on live tonight. The Locked On Podcast Network partnering with the Draft Network to cover the NFL Draft live in the first round, which begins tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. So whether it's tonight live watching some of our live coverage or tomorrow when we recap the first round and how many Big Ten stars went in the first round on this Thursday night, we will do that tomorrow with one of our dear friends, George Bleci, on this podcast to round out your week and look ahead to the rest of the weekend for what it might lie for Big Ten stars in the NFL Draft. So that all comes up tomorrow. But until we get to tomorrow, enjoy the first round of the NFL Draft and have a splendid Thursday.